弟兄姊妹平安。Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord that we have another opportunity to worship together as a combined congregation. I hope that you are all well rested this morning. Maybe some of you guys came to church a little early without intending to. Praise God. You got to hear some of our rehearsal. So if we mess up later, you know what it's supposed to sound like. And then if you're here this morning for the first time, we welcome you. We're excited that you're here to worship with us. For some of you guys who may be new, November is the month of Thanksgiving here at our church. We end every year with the month of Thanksgiving in November and the month of praise in December. And today is the first Sunday of November. And what we do as a church during the month of November is every day there are scriptures that are sent out to encourage you to help to give thanks to God. And I really enjoy this time of the year because it causes me to pause and reflect and take a moment just to thank God for what he's done in my life. And one thing that I was sharing with the worship team yesterday as we were praying together, as we were getting ready to rehearse and sharing about what we were thankful for, is that sometimes it's very hard to be thankful when you have a tough week, when you've been sick, something happens at work or at home. It's easy to just focus on the problems that are immediately in front of you. And what these verses help us to do is to take a step back from our narrow vision and our focus, take a step back from the problems that we have, and really see God for who he is and all the reasons to give thanks. So we're going to start this morning just with the time of Thanksgiving, just of quiet reflection and Thanksgiving. And so we're going to start with reading a scripture, and then I'm going to give you all a time to pray. So would you all please stand, and let's read this. This is Psalm 136. This is the first day of our Thanksgiving scripture from this month. Let's read this together. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. Amen. And the reason why I love this passage to help us this morning as we draw near to him and give thanks to him is that none of those passages have to do with us. That all of those passages have to do with God and his glory and how great and how awesome he is, that he created the heavens and the earth, that he created the waters and everything in it, that he is God, the God of gods, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. That is worth us giving him thanks and giving him praise for, because it doesn't have to do with our situation, our present scenarios. It has to do with him and who he is. So this morning, I encourage you, let's just take a moment as we prepare our hearts to meet him, to just say this morning, God, I thank you for what you're thankful for. God, I thank you because you are Lord. God, I thank you because your steadfast love endures forever. God, I thank you that even though I'm in the midst of problems and difficulty and challenges, that I know that you are King over all. So let's take this moment, if you haven't done so yet, or even if you have, let's take this moment once again to just draw near to him and thank him from the bottom of our hearts. God, I give you thanks because you are good, because you are the God of gods, because you are the Lord of lords, because you alone do great wonders,
and that because you made the heavens and spread out the earth above the waters, because you made the lights and the sun, because your love endures forever. Jesus, you are so worthy of our praise and our thanksgiving and our worship to you this morning. Lord, would you fill this room with your presence? Lord, would you come and hear our praises and our love poured out before you? We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing this song of joy together.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn to at least three people around us this morning. Greet them in the love of the Lord and say, His love endures forever.
His love endures forever.
Here at our church during the month of Thanksgiving. And it's a great song that just reminds us that there are 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord. Even just today, even this past weekend, I'm sure that there are already 10,000 reasons. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Hallelujah. Let's sing this song together. Let's sing in Chinese first.
Your home.
up your voices in praise to him this morning. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord God. And sing like never before. Oh. Lord, we worship you this morning, Lord God, because you are worthy of our praise. Lord, there are 10,000 times 10,000 reasons, Lord, to give you worship and praise. Oh God, you are so, so good to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, we worship you. Amen. Yes, Lord. Remember that Jesus sought us when we were strangers, when we were wandering from the fold of God. He came and sought us and brought us into his love. Yes, Jesus, it is so much more than just your blessings in our life. It is so much more than just you doing things for us. But Jesus, it was because you died and you bought us with your blood, that you brought us into communion with the Father. And Lord, that is why we sing, that is why we worship, that is why we bless you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Of God's redeeming blood.
heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, calls for songs of loudest praise.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Oh, how our hearts thank you.
早上圣灵把我们带到你的宝座面前。
This morning, the Spirit of God once again brought us to your throne.
让我们的眼睛单单的来注视我们的耶稣。
Let our eyes behold our Jesus only.
让我们整个心都向你敞开。
The entirety of our hearts are open wide to you.
让我们的爱、我们的感恩、我们的赞美都浇奠在你面前。
Our love, our thanksgiving, and our praises.They are poured out at your feet.
与我们众人同在。
Lord, be with all of us today.
是的，你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Yes, Lord Jesus, wherever your spirit is, there is liberty.
在你的同在中，让我们享受完全的自由。
That in your presence, O Lord, we enjoy this complete liberty.
对我们说话。
Speak to us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，请坐。
Please be seated.